Dairy farmers are upping the ante in the war over the price of milk. Last night, dozens of tractors were driven to three supermarkets in Coleraine to protest. Farmers partly blame the supermarkets for the fall in prices. Further protests are planned this week outside Northern Ireland supermarkets as farmers warn they are in danger of going out of business. William Taylor is a dairy farmer. Good morning to you, William.
Good morning, Stephen. Just to correct you, my farm is actually beef and sheep, but my brother is the dairy farmer,
right.
And we're obviously in the middle of this as my role in Farmers for Action.
I'm getting loads right this morning, aren't I? Tell us how tough it is.
It's been tough for a long time, and we actually wanted to do protesting in February, March time, but at that point, there wasn't an appetite for it among farmers. Now, what's good about the current protest is it's good to see young farmers actually have decided enough's enough of corporate abuse of their income. So this is why they have taken to the protests.
What is it you're doing? What form of protest?
Well, it's all down to the young farmers, and of course we're behind trying to advise them and steer them to keep everybody safe and absolutely not to interfere with consumers getting in and out of supermarkets, but we certainly would try to advise supermarkets to shop elsewhere until these corporates get a reality check.
Why?
Well, the problems stem back over the last 20 years to Brussels and Westminster. Increasingly corporate-influenced mismanagement of agriculture is where this stems from.
John Manley from the Irish News. What do you think, John?
Well, I have to say I sympathise with William, and yes, I'd probably agree with him that the corporate influence in agriculture is too great, yes. What I would say perhaps in regards to the protests is that they appear a little misplaced, and I would wonder why they're targeting supermarkets and not processors, and namely Northern Ireland's biggest processor, which is itself owned by dairy farmers.
William?
Yes, John has a point. That would have exactly been our target back in February, March time. But traditionally, farmers in Northern Ireland are not militant-minded, and the older generation certainly less so. So that maybe answers some of the questions. The farmers traditionally...
No, I don't think that does answer the question, William. You see, you've suddenly turned militant and you're targeting the supermarkets. Why not target United Dairy Farmers / Dale Farm, which is owned by nearly 2,000 dairy farmers? And it's funny, may I point out that that very organisation probably has cash reserves of tens of millions, which is put aside for a rainy day. And if this is not a rainy day, I don't know what is.
I'll answer you straight up, John. If United Dairy Farmers was to pay 40 pence a litre for milk tomorrow morning, they'd go bust in 2 months. This is about a rising tide that lifts all the boats. We have to find a way for all the processors to pay more. Now, to allow that to happen, you have to get the corporates that are many, many times much bigger than them to take their foot off the profit gas and allow the processors to be able to pay a bigger price.
So you want to drive up costs for consumers?
Absolutely not.
You want to distort the market?
That consumers, we are not asking them to pay any more than normal inflationary increases. What this is about is forcing the corporates to lower their profit and give us our slice of the cake.
But the corporate is owned by the dairy farmers, William.
But you're hitting the wrong target, John. They're not innocent. But let's be clear here. It is the corporates like Tesco, Sainsbury's and others who are influencing Brussels. And I know this for a fact. And it's been going on for a long time and it's getting steadily worse, actually.
Is this not to do with international factors, William, that actually it's to do with China, it's to do with Russia, it's to do with demand across the world? It's nothing to do with supermarkets, is
right.
it?
Let's take the blame back to Brussels and to Westminster again due to this corporate influence.
Yes, blame anybody but yourself.
But wait. Let me explain. The key to this is that we, as you know, the CAP regime just changed and began, actually the new one's begun this year. Now, we have been lobbying in Brussels for the last 4 years to try and get them to agree to replace milk quotas with flexible supply control. And that would have ensured that there was a measured amount of milk coming on the market and controlled the market. Now, of course, Brussels turned a blind eye to that. Why? Because the corporates want a glut of milk so that they can have a feast at the profit end.
So the number today, 08459 555 678, 08459 555 678. Johnny Wilson is with us this morning. Morning to you, Johnny. You're a dairy farmer. You were protesting last night in Enniskillen, is that right?
Morning, Stephen. Yeah, we were. That's right.
So what some of the farmers have been doing, removing milk from shelves, bringing it up en masse to the tills, then walking out the door, so causing disruption in that way. Some of the farmers have been blocking lanes in the car parks of these supermarkets, up to 50 tractors blocking a lane in an Asda car park on Friday. What is this going to achieve?
Well, first of all, we were conducting a peaceful protest in Enniskillen last night, and we got overwhelming support from the shoppers. I'd say 95% of people were behind us. Fermanagh is a rural economy, but it's just not the farmers. There's about five people to every farmer in Northern Ireland that is living, you know, money's coming into the economy. It's a rural economy. And
it's a subsidised economy.
Well, coming back there, John, you were on about targeting the processors. The processors are held to ransom by the supermarkets, and they can only pass the price back to us whenever they get it. There's too much milk.
That's funny. It's funny. Sorry, I forget your name, but
Johnny.
Johnny. It's funny. I'd never heard this. Now how the processors were. I've been covering agricultural issues as a business journalist for 15 years, and I rarely have heard the processors singled out for criticism by the farmers. And if this suddenly becomes apparent when the milk price drops to a certain level, I think you all had your snouts in the trough for so long, and suddenly there's a crisis, and you're looking at bailout.
No, it's not that we're looking at bailout. From the taxpayer, the last time intervention...
Well, what is intervention if not a bailout from the taxpayer?
Well, the last time there was 800 million made on the milk that was bought in intervention. And when it was released back onto the market at higher prices, it was just controlling the market. And this flood of milk, well, it's been encouraged by the banks, it's been encouraged by the Department of Agriculture...
Yeah.
Irish Agriculture Minister.
And by the Ulster Farmers Union too. They were cheerleaders for the Going for Growth strategy. And I tell you, we were promised 15,000 new jobs 2 years ago by the First and Deputy First Minister. I don't think we've seen one since.
Well, is it not obvious that all these guys were influenced by corporates that were...
It's very obvious. But I didn't hear anybody call them out. I listened to that little Farmgate programme at the end of the news every evening, and I never heard once anybody saying, we need to wind ourselves in here. We're overstretching ourselves. We're going to end up overproducing. No, it's just produce more all the time.
We in Northern Ireland have rose milk in the last years, but we've had to buy the quota to do that. And then overnight, this is lifted, and the rest of Europe...
It wasn't lifted overnight. You saw it coming, Johnny. It was, you know, it was flagged up for years that the quota was going to end. It didn't. Obviously, yes, there was a certain cut-off point, but it wasn't like you woke up one morning and, my God, quotas have disappeared.
Well, you're right.
There's a distinct lack of debate about agriculture in Northern Ireland, and that's because rather than kiss babies, politicians prefer to kiss farmers' backsides.
So what's your answer then, John?
My answer would be a healthy debate, and not one that just simply resorts to bailouts and crisis management, that one that takes a long-term strategic look. And when the farmers come looking...
John Manley, easy to knock farmers. We're talking about people here that are trying to provide for their families, that have invested over the last couple of years, heavily invested. You know, you watch BBC Newsline, watch the news last night. These are people who were told to invest, that have thrown their income and their family heritage, John.
These are
is in jeopardy.
And I just come in there, welfare every...
Hold on, let John Manley reply.
The people that receive £300 million of welfare every year, they're the people that are responsible for the most climate change gases in Northern Ireland, yet have stuck their heels in and refused to take any action to reduce those climate change gases. They also had a lacklustre response when it came to mitigating the agricultural pollutants that were poisoning our waterways. You know, nobody ever challenges farmers. And now's the opportunity to say, OK, we'll give you something, but we want something back in return.
Go on, William.
Yes, John, you've made your point and you've made all your points well. I would like you to go to the European Union and ask them to explain why they did not accept our offer in 2011 ahead of the current cap regime, to accept the fact that they would save 100 billion of taxpayers' money on lowland and arable subsidies that was offered to them, and implement legislation on farm gate prices to allow farmers to have a safety net of income, and on top of that, implement flexible supply control across
the state. Where were the politicians?
You need to ask that question.
William. Where were the politicians? Is that what the agriculture minister argued for? Is that what the Ulster Farmers Union argued for? Now, I know you're farmers.
We were way ahead of all of those.
Well,
way
exactly.
ahead of them.
Well, there you've just
Fairness
yeah.
for Farmers in Europe, which NIAPA, Northern Ireland Agricultural Producers Association, and ourselves are members of 10 farm organisations across these islands.
Okay.
Put that case in 2011.
Here's Martin this morning. Morning, Martin.
And the hello, good morning, Stephen. Good morning, William. William, can you hear me, William? William? Can you hear me, William?
Yes.
Yes, hello, William, good morning. First of all, I'm very disappointed that you're blaming the corporate giants, Tesco's and Sainsbury's and so on, for the price of milk being reduced. First of all, you know this as well, that in New Zealand every 2 weeks the price of world milk is agreed. The second thing is, as you know, and I have only heard some of this conversation this morning, that Mr. Putin and Russia won't allow any milk to come from the EU. The third thing is that some of your callers today said that United Dairies have so much cash reserves that they can help the farmers. That's not actually true. United Dairies is for sale because of so much debt. The fourth point is that only 10 or 12%, William, of the milk produced in Northern Ireland go to these supermarkets. So how can you really justifiably blame these people for the milk costs being reduced? How can you do that, really?
Right, I shall spell it out clearly for you. Let's categorise the thing, and when we talk about milk, we're talking about milk and milk products, which takes you in, obviously, to butter, cheese, yoghurts, you name it, and all the things that milk is in. Now, currently, the UK is 80% self-sufficient in milk, including that is milk, meaning a total of milk and milk products. Now, that includes what Northern Ireland produces. Now, if Southern Ireland were to add in everything that they produce, that still wouldn't make up 100% within the UK. And if anybody has been watching the news and has seen President Obama launch his climate change program, then it's becoming very clear that we cannot any longer justify ships in the night passing with milk products going one way and coming back the other for the sake of corporate profits.
How
in
far
other
are these
words, across these islands, we are barely self-sufficient.
How far, William Taylor, are these protests going to go?
Stephen, the good thing about the protests is that they are highlighting corporate greed on a daily basis and how it's now affecting
what's their profit
families.
Margin?
Let's
what's
not
the,
forget this is across the staples.
What's
Every
the profit margin of these supermarkets,
site.
William?
Sorry?
What's the profit margin for these supermarkets?
The profit margin for these supermarkets, I remember doing the figure some time back and worked it out that if the supermarkets even half their profit, it would leave approximately £8,000 for one large supermarket I did this on would leave £8,000 per farm across the UK. Each farmer would be £8,000 better off, each farming family. And mind you, when you have nothing to feed your family...
What's their margin? What's their percentage margin? You're accusing them of greed. What's their margin?
Their margins, you're going to tell me, is down to a very small percentage, but it's the scale
of... Can you tell me what it is?
They have.
What is their margin, William?
Approximately about 2 to 3%, if I remember right.
2 to 3% isn't a big margin, is it?
The point is, Stephen, this is about corporate control. I have been at meetings with supermarkets. I have confronted them. I even warned Asda before they started here that if you push people too far, they will turn on you at some point. And this is exactly what's happening.
Johnny Wilson, how much are you losing?
We are losing about 12 to 14 pence a litre, and we're producing 250,000 litres per month on our own family farm.
So what's that add up to per month?
Over 30,000 a month. It's not sustainable, and before too long we will be out of business.
You're losing 30 grand a month.
Yes, there is a single farm payment though, Stephen.
Yeah, just to highlight, the single farm payment is not put in our pocket. Much as we would love to hold on to it, it goes straight away into paying the next farm bill. It's the subsidised food. Like, there's $250 billion across Europe from 2015 to 21 of taxpayers' money that goes to farms. And it's ridiculous. We would be better without the subsidy as they are in New Zealand and get paid for our produce leaving the farm gate.
Well, that's good thinking, Johnny. I'd like to hear more of that. I'd like to hear a debate about subsidies and about agricultural production, but we don't get that. All we got from Detty and Dodd was going for growth, and from the processors, and I'm sure you'll sympathise with this, was go for growth.
Yeah, but the people have their own opinion.
Realized. Well, it's flooded farm the market, but it hasn't created any jobs or any wealth.
Farm subsidies are there to leave cheaper food for the consumer. That's the reality of it.
Okay, listen, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. Martin William, John and Johnny, thank you very much. Morning to you.